8:50. We're going to start a little bit early, 5 minutes into it. This panel is Advancing the Gun Rights Message. Ken Blanchard, Derek LeBlanc, Mike Piwoworski, Yehuda Reamer, and Johnny Rowland. If you guys would come on up to the panel, you're good to go. Let's get started. Minutes, please do stay on time. I don't want to hear those loud bangles. Actually, I kind of do want to hear those loud bangles. Let's start now with Ken Blanchard. Ken is a gun rights activist known internationally as the Black Man with a Gun and a great friend of all of us. Ken.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Man, I should be in church right now, doggone. But advancing the gun rights message. All my activist brothers and sisters are here. Let me tell you some secrets that I've used over the last 30 years of talking about gun rights. All of us have things that make us different, that make us unique. All of us have exactly the same things that make us the same. If you want to advance the gun rights message, if you want to be a better activist, a better blogger, a better writer, a better person who gives your message, an evangelist for the right to keep and bear arms, I use hot buttons. Hot buttons. There's about 15 of them, but I'm going to give you three if I can remember them real quick. Hot buttons. Hot buttons are those things that each of us move on. Here's one. It works for some people. The nurturer. When you're talking to somebody about gun rights and you bring up the fact that you are protecting them for your family, protect your kids, that's universal. You can get an anti-person to stop what they're saying if you talk about their self-protection for them and their kids. I don't care what they're quoting from Oprah. As soon as you talk about family and responsibility and taking care of your children, it changes the dynamic. Nurturer is one. Second one is, well, this one's kind of risky, but it works. Sex. You know, on Instagram, you can get a woman in a bikini and you get a million views. That same thing works when you talk about relationships or dates or husband and wives, if you just make it personal so that anybody can relate to it, it connects. Does it sound foreign to you guys? You got it so far? All right, good. Let me check my notes because I think I'm doing pretty good on time. Don't want to leave anything out because I got one more point left to go. And it is... that's a doggone shame. Can't find that thing. But I'm not going to look for it. So for, you got nurturer. I mentioned sex. There's also discovery. People love to discover new things. How would you make that in a post, in a YouTube channel, in a class? Ask a question. Ask somebody, even though they've heard all the horrible things about assault weapons and AR-15s, ask somebody one-on-one, get in their face and said, would you like to shoot my AR-15? Nobody else has to know. Y'all see how that will work, right? Even though they've been indoctrinated with all the crazy stuff, the chance of discovering how this thing might really be, they'll slip away. And you know, once you shoot something, you're done. Hot buttons. There are at least 15 different of them, different things that you can use, and that's how you advance the message. God bless everybody.
I'm going to go in alphabetical order. Next is Derek LeBlanc, president of the Kids Safe Foundation. Derek.
All right. Good morning. I'm Derek LeBlanc, president of the Kids Safe Foundation. We're a small nonprofit based out of Eugene, Oregon. And so we teach kids firearm safety and acts of prevention. And so today I'm going to talk about advancing the message. And part of this is talking about the evolution of where I've come and hopefully where I can help you guys get to. So my journey started to get here about 7 years ago, where I was confronted by a suspect. I was unarmed at the time, so I'm that typical good person with a gun. And so that kind of helped shape the message and led me to where I am today. So my goal for you today is maybe to be able to spark some interest in all of you, where you guys can all do what I've done and put in the work. And so part of advancing this gun right message is getting involved. Okay, we're in troubled times right now, and we're all here because we care, and we want to move that needle forward, not backwards. So part of doing that is learning how that system works and figuring out how we can add our expertise to this conversation, because we have to be part of the conversation. Okay, we can no longer be silent and let them take away our constitutionally protected rights. Part of that is going on the offensive and being, not necessarily aggressive, but bringing experience to this conversation, okay? I'm an expert in my field. I know many of you are an expert in your field. We need to be in the position where we can craft these laws. I wrote a Senate bill in Oregon this year that would have changed the face of safety in Oregon and potentially across the country. But if I can do it, every one of you can too. It started with learning how the system works, and learning and developing the infrastructure, the groundwork, and the network inside of our Capitol buildings. And so the goal is to be able to, everybody talks about incrementalism. I want to reverse incrementalism. I want to take back what's mine and my family's and every one of yours. Okay? We do this by putting in the work. Okay, I'm a man of action, and I know all of you are as well. One of that is we have to be all inclusive. The reoccurring theme today is we need to broaden this base. And so I see a lot of people that are from different walks of life. I see a lot of women. I say people from the LGBTQ. This is great, because we need to prop this part of our community up. We need to protect them. We need to put our queens out in front and protect them and let them spread the message. I guarantee we will get so much further if we let the women speak for us. They can deliver the message so much more clearer than we can, more concise to the people that are afraid of what we do. So the goal is to be able to just evolve our minds, open our minds, and be able to open our mouths and increase our movement forward. So in closing, I recommend that figure out how the system works in your state. Figure out what you can do to go on the offensive. If you have an idea, put in the work. Meet your legislature, meet your senators, meet your representatives. Sit down, write bills that are effective that can counter what they're doing on the other side. And that's where I'm going to go next. I was inspired this weekend. I'm probably in Oregon. I'm going to go for constitutional carry. That's going to be my next goal. And it's going to do so much to take their momentum, and that's what I'm trying to do. Everything I'm not going to be defensive anymore. I'm going to be offensive, and that's what I encourage every one of you to do. So you can find out more information about what I'm doing in Oregon. You can find us on Facebook or Instagram or on our website, kidssafefoundation.org. Thank you.
Next on the panel, someone who knows how to talk into a microphone a little bit, Mike Piwaworski. That's the way my phone says it. Calling Mike Piwaworski, host of the nationally syndicated Arms Room Radio. Mike.
Good morning. First, I want to thank everybody for being here. This is a wonderful event, isn't it? And, of course, our friends at Second Amendment Foundation, Alan, Andrew, Julianne, Joe, who am I forgetting? Everybody. It's always an honor to be here and a privilege to be asked to speak, so thank you again for having this event. I think there's a PowerPoint. If not, no, okay, we'll just go with it, right? My name is Mike Piwaworski. If I had the PowerPoint, it would say our Arms Room Radio is where you can see me, like Mark said. My name, Piwaworski. I'm going to give you a little lesson.
Too high? Too much?
All right. It's Polish. Mówić po polsku? Anyone speak Polish? Anyone? Props. Yeah. By the way, first day of Oktoberfest today. So, it's a pivo is beer. Pivo is the beer. Var, V-A-R, is to make something. Ski is the family of, like Anderson or Thompson or something like that. So it's, I am the son of the beer maker or the beer maker's family. So if you see, thank you, yeah. Yep. So if you see me in the bar after, it's not by choice, it's in my DNA. I have to be there. So traditional media, I want to advance the gun rights message through traditional media. Oh, there we go, okay. So we can go to the next slide. There we go. Television, radio, and newspapers. That's traditional media. So everybody else gave you all the social stuff. We got a great event here on Friday with AmCon. This is the more traditional. Next one. Yeah, okay, everybody's just sitting here. We're all just members. We're just part of the gun rights community here. How can I be part of their traditional media? How can I make contributions? Here's simple. You're today, sitting right here, you're a member of the Second Amendment Foundation. And if you're not, you should be outside becoming a member of the Second Amendment Foundation, because these events and those lawsuits don't happen for free. So make sure you join Second Amendment Foundation. You are a participant. 2019 Gun Rights Policy Conference, Phoenix, Arizona. There's your bullet comment for your first part of your resume. I'm a member of Florida Care. If you're not a member of your state organization, you should. You should be members of multiple state organizations. I'm a member of New Jersey, many states, because what's happening in New Jersey, I don't want coming to Florida, so I make sure New Jersey gets my input and my money as well. You put on there, what do I have? Organizational policy sustainment. Well, what's that mean? I went to the Florida Care party and we talked about what's coming up this year, and they listened to my input. There you go. There's my bullet comment for my resume. New Jersey, Second Amendment Society. I'm a member there. What did I do? I went to their party after I went to the Florida Carry party and talked about what we talked about at the Florida party, at the New Jersey party. It's interagency coordination right there. And all of them are signed off on this. These are okay with them for their bullet comments. License to carry. You're probably all licensed to carry. You're firearms owner, professionals. If you're just had your firearm for 1 year, you could put that in there as well. I'm a proud firearm owner, Second Amendment supporter as part of your resume. Next slide. Newspapers. How do you get into the newspaper? Listen, you're not going to get into the New York Times or whatever like that unless you get a whole book of lies. You can get in there evidently if you want to tell some lies. But if you want to get into real newspapers, and you can't just show up as a reporter first day on the street. But every one of those newspapers has those weeklies that come out in them. You know, whatever it is, your Phoenix Weekly, or I have one in Orlando. It's the Orlando Weekly. It's the little pullout magazine in there. They're always looking for contributors. Those are the ones with local opinion articles in them. Those are the ones you can put your stories in. Those are the ones you can send them to them and have them submitted. Give you a couple tips. Don't post your story up on Facebook and then copy it and send it to them. They want original work. And they want to know who you are. And how do they know who you are? That resume we just did, you make sure that's in there with it. Okay? That's how you could start plugging away in newspapers. Then when they start having gun questions come up, there's a shooting or there's new legislation come up, they're going to reach out to you and go, oh, wait, the gun guy, he sent this stuff in. Let's see what he's doing. And every time that happens, there's another bullet comment for every time your work's published. Next slide. Radio, same way. I host a radio show. Mark hosts a radio show. There's plenty of us here. Ken's got his radio and podcast. We all do it. We would love to hear from you. I get half of the stories we do on the radio show from you guys. Well, you know what? Now you're a contributor to the program. There's another bullet comment. You type me a message. You write an email and say, hey, this is it. This is what we got. Mark reads them on the air as well as I do. So does Ken. You're a contributor to the program at that point. There's another bullet comment for your resume to get involved in traditional media. Next slide. Television. Once you've done that radio, once you've done that newspapers, introduce yourself to your local. I would recommend probably your Fox station first. You know, don't walk into the others, and let them know you're there. Once you're there, they start to use you. They start to call upon you. They start to look at you. Next slide. Here, give you a little tip. We're moving to something called hire a reporter. .org. H-A-R-O. Here's a little for you to get started. H-A-R-O.com, I believe it is. Or .org, I don't remember. It's in my phone. This is three times a day. Reporters from around the country want people that know topics. They want to know, do you know about gun rights? Do you know, I answered one because I had been to Germany recently and they wanted to know about the tourist situation in Germany. But three times a day, they send out email blasts. Do you have any knowledge on this? Do you have any knowledge on that? They have gun questions. They have manufacturing questions. You answer them. They want to see a resume. You send them your resume. the ones that we just did, and now you're getting quoted in national newspapers, different stories around the country. It's probably only once, twice a week that they have looked for gun stuff, but there's a group of us that we always send our gun information to them. They love to hear from you with your resume. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Mike. Thank you very much. Yehuda Reamer, creator of the Safety On books. Yehuda?
Morning. A dictator and one of his citizens were sitting at a bar. The citizen asked the dictator, "What happened to freedom of speech in this country?" The dictator responded, "Freedom of speech has always been guaranteed in this country. It is freedom after speech, which we can't guarantee." If you walked up to anyone in the street and asked them if they love freedom, they would likely say yes. I don't know anyone that would say, you know what, freedom is appalling and we should ban it. Maybe Beto. If you walked up, the freedoms that we as Americans cherish are under attack by a government that not only refuses to respect the rule of law, but forgets its place in the hierarchy of American politics. We the people live in a republic, and if we aim to keep it, we must take a stand against those who associate the idea of exceptionalism with everything but America. You need to understand that the first shots in America's second Civil War have been fired and were aimed at our First Amendment. I can tell you from personal experience that we are witnessing another form of silencing, akin to Hitler's book burnings. How many people in this room have had social media posts taken down because keyboard warriors deemed the photos or comment offensive? As a Jew, I have some notion on the definition of what it truly means to be free. My ancestors were murdered, over 60 of them. Why? Because of one man's belief that my people needed to be exterminated. 75 years later, I have my own family and my own bloodline to defend. And I encounter people every day that say, it will never happen again, or we live in a more civilized society now. The uptick in anti-Semitic attacks in America make me believe otherwise. But here in America, and I'm not talking just about Jews, we have a safeguard in place that we can utilize. Our founding fathers understood that the right to self-defense is a natural right that protects Americans from all enemies, foreign and domestic. This year's theme is Freedom Now, and let me tell you, I think it's about damn time we live as free men and women again. Thomas Jefferson once said, "The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants." Are we there yet? I hope not, but freedom is never free. Someone always wants to take it, and someone always has to sacrifice for its survival. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We all know those words by Ronald Reagan. The past 2 years, I have spoken on the need to educate our children on firearm safety. We all know that taking away the stigma of a firearm will help prevent accidents. But now I ask you this question. Why, from a young age, do we teach our children how to properly use firearms? Most people answer that question with, "We will not always be there for our children." While this is an accurate answer, I do ask you another question. Where did this notion of firearm trainings come from? It stems from 27 simple words. The Second Amendment is under attack not just from one side of the aisle, but from both. Those who mean to rule us mean to disarm us, and we must preserve our freedom. We are fighting in the now, hoping for a better tomorrow. But what happens if we fail in the now? There's only one answer, and it must be implemented immediately. If we don't begin to instill in our kids the value, the sanctity, the necessity of the Second Amendment, why are we teaching them to shoot? We can take our children to the range as much as we want. We can train them to become proficient in all types of firearms and styles of shooting. I actually encourage you to do that. But here's the thing. If we forget to educate our children on the importance of the Second Amendment, we will find ourselves without a free country in the years to come. The Founding Fathers only needed 27 words to ensure our survival. The future lies in the eyes of our children, and I feel like I have been called to provide the tools that parents need to begin this process through my books. A good friend once told me that your calling is where your talents and your burdens collide. The burdens of my ancestors fuel my desire to create children's books that will inspire a love for freedom in those that will carry it forward. Conservative values and leaders are being thwarted at every turn. Speaking engagements denied, social media shadow banning, murderous shootings at softball games, and cruel beatings at their homes. We are literally at war for the soul of America, and education is our most formidable of weapons. Without the 27 words of the Second Amendment, we become Venezuela. That is the message children must understand now. Children are being taught revisionist history in schools, and unless we counterattack that anti-constitutional view of the Second Amendment, I fear that our country's future is uncertain. Teaching your kids about the importance of the Second Amendment and what it protects is a necessity. Teach them that they have a responsibility from God to defend themselves and their loved ones. And above all else, teach them that they hail from the greatest nation and not to take their right to bear arms for granted or to relinquish it. That is why I truly believe that advancing the gun rights message must begin with our kids. They are our future. As founding father and signer of the Declaration of Independence, Richard Henry Lee famously said, "Whereas to preserve liberty, it is essential that the whole body of the people always possess arms and be taught alike, especially when young, how to use them." Those who do not know history are doomed to repeat it. Our independence and sovereignty must come first and above all else. We must put our money where our mouth is for freedom. We must put our vote where our heart is for freedom. And above all, we must put our knowledge where our children are for freedom. If we do this consistently, freedom now will be freedom forever. Thank you.
I'm going to have to raise the microphone for our next speaker. I don't know that this boom will go up high enough, Charles. If he says it'll shrink if he has to. Johnny Rowland, Hispanic American Rifle Association, the legend Johnny Rowland himself. Welcome up, Johnny.
Well, let's see if we can get this thing up here. Hello, fellow citizens. You know, only the rulers of a country are armed. Only the rulers. Now, I noticed fashion accessories here today by Smith & Wesson, by Springfield, by Glock, fashion accessories to me that are essential citizens wear. That's what we are as citizens to this point. Some of you know me from the Shooting Show television program. One of our longtime viewers has recently put up hundreds of our shooting shows on YouTube. Now, they're there today. They may not be there tonight, but they're there today because the nice people, the masters of the universe, don't appreciate the fact that we are armed. The American armed public is in the way, directly in the way of the global police state. Now, as long as the American public is free to bear arms and protect ourselves, we can never have a global police state. Now, take it to the bank. So, now you'll notice, of course, thanks to my retiring size, people ask me, "Well, Johnny, what team do you play for?" And I said, "I play for the Arizona Rangers." "Really?" I said, "Yeah, I'm still with them." I said, what's your one-loss average?" I said, "Oh, we win most of the time." "We do." He said, "We don't have to shoot somebody." "Shoot somebody? No, I mean the Arizona Rangers law enforcement support." I want to recognize a good friend, an officer of the Arizona Rangers, Steve Lant. He is here. I know at least two Arizona Rangers are here. We are recruiting. If you believe in community service, can shoot a gun, and don't mind rolling around in the gravel sometimes, we want you on our team. I represent the Hispanic American Rifle Association. Now, a lot of people, especially over in the East, and see, I'm from South America. I'm from Louisiana originally. A lot of people over, especially in the South and East, think, their idea of a Hispanic is the illegals working at the chicken plant, all right? That's not who we are. That's not who we are. Hispanics make up 20% of the entire U.S. population, people of Hispanic descent. I'm one of them. And Richard Mack, a good friend, he's later on, you'll see him later on today. A lot of us. Friends, guess how many major shooting organizations, my hat's off to Alan Gottlieb, appreciate you, Mark, having this opportunity. How many major shooting associations have reached out to 60 million Hispanic lineage Americans? Not even one until now. And again, I appreciate the Second Amendment Foundation so much. We're looking for allies. We're looking for sponsors. We're looking for people to work with. I'll be in the lobby. We have a newspaper, national newspaper article on our associations out right now. I have a few of these to give away. The point is, listen to this. You've got people, nobody is more aware of what an unarmed country goes through than the Hispanic people. Look at Mexico. Look at that gun control. Look how 250,000 people have been killed, but no guns allowed. Really? Well, I guess they just all died voluntarily, huh? Is that right? Well, this is what you get when you get gun control. You have people, you have brutality on the population. Do you realize that 4 out of 5 Hispanic women who come up here from Mexico, Central South America, 4 out of 5 are abused, are attacked? We don't have to explain to them about the advantage and the need to be able to defend oneself. They get it. Think about this, friends. 60 million people that we're just now reaching out to as gun owners. Let's say we get 5% of them to vote. That's 3 million people. You think that can't affect an election? None of us wants the alternative. If Donald Trump doesn't win, none of us wants that. We can give millions of new voters. And the Hispanic people typically tend to be family-oriented. They tend to be more spiritually connected. They are natural allies of gun owners. So we're reaching out to Hispanic America, and we'd appreciate any consideration for that. We have one more thing to increase our numbers. We figured out a way to do wagering on shooting matches to gain the attention of more Americans on TV that may not even care about guns, but they'll watch our shooting competitions because there's money involved. Again, it's true. It's true. And we're going to do it. We got to have more people, more warm bodies, people voting and participating and seeing how much fun shooting can be. So I thank you so much for this opportunity. I'll be in the lobby. Don't be a stranger. I have papers to give away. If you want to get involved, we're looking for you. Thank you so much.
Okay. Our next group of speakers. Oh. Thank you, Johnny. All right, guys, that does this panel here. I want to thank every one of you. Thank each and every one of you. If Dave Workman and Dan Wass would come on up, that would be great. Hey, okay. Awesome. Thanks, man. You're